There are certain jobs I just don't want to do. Little, tiny, menial, not really mentally taxing at all, but they have been on my to-do list for weeks. Yes, I know I need to book in my car to change the tire. It would take me 30 seconds to make that phone call, but here I am. It's still on my to-do list. And a quick burst of productivity would have it ticked off forever. Well, others with the same experience have harnessed people power and have come together to tackle these lists. They're calling it get stuff done parties. You bring your laptop, you bring your life admin lists, and in a group of your mates, you all get it done together. I've seen it on social media. I want to know if you've seen it in your real life. But with me is Christy Flora. She's a time management coach and hosts these parties. Christy, thanks for making time for me on your long, busy to-do list.
Very welcome.
Tell me about these Get Stuff Done parties. How did you come to be hosting them?
Well, so as a time management coach, I help a lot of clients one-to-one, and sometimes we'll just get into doing something that's been on the list for a long time. And after clients saying, oh, that felt really good, I wish we could do that more and more, I started seeing a pattern. And so about a year and 6 months ago, the Get Stuff Done party was born. And we meet online, and people bring what they need to do. And we work through 25-minute sprints, have little breaks in between, and celebrate the wins.
How do you structure these get-togethers?
Well, at first I thought that people might need some assistance collecting their to-dos, but now people kind of, they're anticipating the next party, so they come already prepared with, I'm going to work on this, this, and this. So we share our intention, and sometimes it's one thing, sometimes it's multiple things, and then we get into that first sprint and then check in afterwards and make sure you have some water, a stretch, and then we do it again for that 2 hours.
I'm thinking about how hard it is for me to get my friends together, like for just a catch up. Maybe putting this on the list makes it even harder.
Yeah, I mean, my group, we were all strangers to begin with, but now the regulars definitely start knowing each other. And I think that's part of that, you know, it's on me to organize it, not them. But I think if your friends were organizing it, that might be their focus for the session. And then maybe they should pass that around to someone else for the next time. But it is good if you could just rock up and get things done in that time.
Christy, what do you think it is about coming together that makes people feel like they can be in a more productive headspace than when they're just at home?
Yeah, I think it's the feeling of like, well, everyone else is working on life admin or something they would rather not be doing. that makes you feel like, oh, I'm not missing out on anything. And there's this energy of almost like the wins together of getting things done. And so it's almost like that study hall kind of feeling, if you remember those days. It's not for everyone to really get, you know, appreciate that vibe and that energy that people can bring as a group. It does help people keep the momentum going. And I think that aspect of other people are doing something similar is really comforting.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. I'm talking to Christy Flora. She's a time management coach who hosts something called Getting Stuff Done Parties or Getting Things Done Parties. I'm not sure if you've heard of them or if you've had one, but I'd really love to hear from you today on what helps you get stuff done. What helps you get those things off your to-do list that have been languishing there when really a 2-minute phone conversation probably would have allowed you to tick it off. And also here with us is Dr. Hannah Carell. She's a clinical neuropsychologist. She's got a PhD in neuroscience and is the founder and director at Sydney Neuropsych in Narrabeen. Her research on ADHD is cited in the diagnostic manual used by clinicians around the world. So she's pretty big deal. And she's here to help you understand why a long to-do list can feel genuinely paralyzing. Hannah, why?
Tegan, this is so relatable. I don't think there's a single person listening who hasn't experienced it. And I think the nicest answer I can give, or the best answer, is it's not laziness. It's not lazy. You're not lazy. It's just how our brains are wired. Procrastination happens when the emotional discomfort of the task right now feels bigger than the benefit of finishing it later. Mm-hmm. And our actual brain has this thing called a reward system. And that reward system is impatient. It wants easy dopamine hits right now and not the feeling of delayed gratification next week when you get your tax file in. So if you've also got things like ADHD or executive function challenges, like the people I see in the clinic all the time, that makes it even harder than, you know, with that gap between your intention and actually getting the task done, it feels even bigger. So sometimes understanding your brain is the first step in working with your brain rather than fighting against it.
So what do you make of this idea of coming together with other people to get stuff done?
I love it. I love it. I think it's a fantastic. I want an invitation. Can you get Christy to give me one? I feel like it's a wonderful way to get stuff done, like shadowing other people, mirror neurons, all that great diffusion of social responsibility. Sometimes, as Christy was saying, just having the accountability of knowing there are other people present and you have a timer and you're here to get your healthcare booked or that dinner booked in, whatever it is you need to do, that accountability can really help us to actually see the end goal. And you know what a deadline does for procrastination? It destroys it. It helps us to actually get the task done.
So, but if you work in a profession like me where deadlines are our bread and butter, you can't get anything done without a deadline, Hannah.
So maybe you've got a bit of an addiction to that dopamine hit of needing the deadline. That's actually a phenomenon we call temporal motivation theory, which means the closer the deadline gets, the more pressure there is to get the task done. And your brain gets a little hooked on that. And this is a big issue with people with ADHD. A lot of people listening might go, oh, I'm the person who does the assignment the night before and I can smash it out and I pump through work so efficiently. If only I could just harness that momentum when it wasn't the night before the assignment was due. And that is a little bit of a trick that you're going to have to learn a bit of discipline to resist the urge to leave it to the last minute. And that's where scheduling time comes in so handy, like a get it done party, so that you aren't leaving things to the last minute and following that reward cycle that's reinforcing this behavior.
It's interesting you mentioned ADHD. It's a real theme that's coming through. One says ADHD people often need a body double to keep them accountable and supported. Time management's really difficult when you're neurodivergent. Another says, I do one-on-one support with friends to get stuff done. It's essential, especially for ADHD brains, to stay focused, satisfaction guaranteed. While Alex says, I have a rule that I do any chore or task that I will think will take less than 2 minutes while all admin is done on my lunch breaks at work while I'm in the work headspace. Admin is so unappealing that I can easily procrastinate from it during weekends. Well, Christy, I'm interested to hear what people tell you about why they get overwhelmed with the jobs that they're coming to you about.
Oh, well, essentially, there's a lot to being human. There's, like, if you think about the different roles that people have, there's caring roles, there's work roles, and then there's the life admin, that's just like the living life stuff that comes up. And I think it's also choice paralysis. So there's a lot that you could be doing, even in in fun time. Narrowing down the choice of what do I actually want to spend my time on can be overwhelming in itself. And last week we actually had a Get Stuff Done party, and the topic of the ADHD tax and the loyalty tax came up. So there's a lot of things that nowadays you have to be on top of, such as like subscriptions lapping or things that you're not that are just continuously going on, and you're like, oh, actually, I'm not using that anymore. So you have to be on top of it in order to cancel those things. So those additional aspects to modern day life can really cause overwhelm for a lot of people.
Hannah, I'm interested to hear you sort of talk to this idea of like the ADHD tax or the loyalty tax that Christy just mentioned there.
Oh my goodness. I love that phrase, ADHD tax. I've in the clinic used the term neuropain before. Now that's not an official term. Christy and Tegan that's just a term I coined.
I heard it just people. Instantly inserted itself into the DSM-5 as you said it.
Well, look, it's a nice word that I like to use because it's different to emotional pain. It's different to physical pain. Anyone listening with ADHD will immediately relate to this. It's that it's like your brain's on fire. Like every cell in your body is screaming out, no, I cannot possibly do my tax. I cannot possibly fold the laundry. I can't do it. I'll do anything else than do that one thing that I need to do. And I think people who maybe are neurotypical or who don't struggle with procrastination, really, it's hard for them to fully understand just how overwhelming and pervasive that experience can be. And I guess that adds to the load of then, you know, you're trying to get the task done, but you've got all the guilt and the shame wrapped up in that. And that's why I sort of started today by saying, you're not lazy, you're not unintelligent, you're not belligerent or bad, which is often when, you know, we might hear those phrases growing up through our life if we've struggled a little bit. If we're a square peg in a world of round pegs, that is a society that's built on getting things done now, 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 and moving to the next thing. And someone just texts to say on their lunch break at work, they do admin. Lunch breaks are for breaks. To have a break. You are allowed to have a break, and we are allowed to schedule time in our day to rest. And part of scheduling allows us to have our brain not to have the guilt attached to, I am having a break right now, and that is okay. It's just about not letting it, when the timer does go off, it's time to stop, and we need to then organize what we do next. And that's where I think sometimes people need a little bit of help with organizing my discipline around when do I stop and start the next task.
It's Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. I'm with Dr. Hannah Carell, who's a clinical neuropsychologist, and Christy Flora, a time management coach. We're talking about getting stuff done. And you might have a getting stuff done party, which is something that Christy does run. Sharon says, great idea. You could set it up like a friend's monthly book club, take it in turns to host each Get It Done club. Host provides snacks and table and Wi-Fi. Another says, I put on a timer when I'm helping my sister for 20 to 30 minutes. She's always amazed at how that time has flown. Catherine says, a friend and I would have admin meetup coffee dates for years. We would meet at a quiet cafe and bring our laptop and tick off tasks, brainstorm things and remind each other things on our lists. Well, Christy, if someone's listening going, I want to host a party like this, how do you suggest they get started?
I like the idea of the snacks and just maybe that being your focus so that then you can pass it around to other hosts. But yes, the timer. Timers are so important. So making sure that everyone knows how long are we focusing for and going for that sprint. And then making sure you're having having breaks, having snacks, standing up if you're doing paperwork, etc. If you're doing something physical, then maybe, yeah, sit down. Just as Dr. Hannah was saying, breaks are so important. And make them regular. So something that I hear from my participants a lot is that it's the regular appointments with themselves that is so important, and it helps them save things up for that time. So if they're not wanting to do something, they're like, oh, that's okay. I've got that time this week or next week. And that regularity helps you keep on top of those not so interesting but very crucial things.
Absolutely. Well, Christy, Hannah, thank you both so much for the chat today. Christy Flora is a time management coach who hosts Get Stuff Done parties. And Dr. Hannah Carell is a clinical neuropsychologist, a PhD in neuroscience, and founder and director of Sydney Neuropsych. Thanks for your texts as well. One says, I run a network of regional co-working spaces south of Sydney. My whole business model is built on the fact that I can't get anything done unless I'm around other productive people. I love the idea that get stuff done party, and I'm going to try it at our spaces, maybe with a local DJ in the evenings with a glass of wine and some pizza. That sounds like a great party there. Another says, I was once misdiagnosed with ADHD. Turns out my anxiety impacted my ability to concentrate and complete tasks. A lot of very good therapy has helped me, and I'm now much better at tackling tasks.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.